settling the arguments. Here, you guys can have some of my covers. I'd tell them when they'd all start jerking the blankets back and forth. Just stop fighting. That would work for about 3 minutes before they started in again. I loved all of them, even if they did drive me crazy. On some days, my dad parked next to an apple orchard on the outside of Cleveland. We picked our meals right off the tree. I ate green apples until my stomach hurt. "Put these extras in the back so we can have them later on," Ma would say. She tossed one apple at a time from the front seat back to us. After I caught one, I used it to play hide-and-seek with little Mikey, who had brown hair and was very skinny. "Guess where I hid mine?" I'd ask. Mikey would just shrug and grin.
I know, yelled Freddy. "It's behind you."
I pulled it out from behind my back, waved it in Mikey's face, and he cracked up. He fell for that trick every single time. For hours, we entertained ourselves with silly games like that. And every time we drove over to the orchard, we hid so many of those apples in back that we sometimes forgot where we put them. That's why the whole car stank. I don't know how we ended up homeless, or how we got to Ohio in the first place. My parents never talked much about their lives. Over the years, I did pick up on a few things. Like one time, Ma told me she was mixed with Irish, Black, Hispanic, Indian, Arabic, and Italian. "We're mutts," she said. That must be where my big lips came from, especially because she had them too. And sometimes I heard her saying words in Spanish or Arabic, so at least that part must have been true. She also liked to say, "Children should be seen and not heard." I had lots of questions. Did she grow up speaking those languages? Did her parents teach them to her? Had she always lived in Ohio? But the adults I knew didn't tell any of us kids what was going on. As my dad would say if I asked a question about his life, that's grown folks' business. That's why I had no clue where or how they grew up. I think we spent maybe a whole year in that station wagon. Once we did move, our life wasn't much better. I don't know what that first neighborhood was called, but I do know our three-bedroom house was in the ghetto. There were prostitutes, pimps, and drug dealers standing on the corners. There were drive-bys, and down the street there was a liquor store that stayed open all night long. We were only in that house for a hot minute. All throughout my childhood, we moved so many times, it wasn't even funny. I think we must have gone to a new house every 2 or 3 months. Seriously. My aunt and cousin moved along with us. A lot more family members came later, but I'll get to that in a minute. No matter where we moved, it was always in one of the worst parts of town. Cleveland has two sides, east and west, and the Cuyahoga River runs right through it. We mainly stayed on the west side. The couple of times we drove to the other side of the river, I noticed that people over there lived in huge houses with big, green front yards. The streets looked so clean, like you could eat right off of them. The air even smelled better. I wish we could have lived in that part of town. I didn't want to go back home. It was a dump. Whenever I saw something on TV about the projects in another city, I would say to myself, "That looks better than our neighborhood." To be honest, it was a real pit. I do remember one area we moved around in a lot, Tremont. It's near downtown. In the parts we stayed in, there were a lot of gangs and drugs. The sidewalks were littered with needles. At least once a week, I heard a gun go off in the middle of the night. Boom. Eddie, Freddy, and Mikey and I all shared a room back then, and we'd go hide in the corner of the tiny closet. "Are you okay?" I asked Eddie. His lips were shaking. "Yes," he whispered. I could tell he was just as scared as I was. But being the protective older sister, I faked it and acted strong. "It's going to be okay," I always told him. I thought the inside of our first house was gross. It had an upstairs and a downstairs, and there were 4 bedrooms. The carpet was brown, with some nasty stains on it. Our bathroom was nasty too, and the stove was broken. After we moved into that house,